Scatter shooting coming up here in 20 minutes right now on a Friday morning. Let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Gordo couldn't make it, Craig.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
No, he's threatening me over there.
It's Rick Skinlund and sitting in for Gordo.
Hi, Craig. Hi there, George.
You have a job to do.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get to it right now. Okay, there was a horrible story in Ponder, Texas.
We just heard them for 10 minutes.
Why do you hate the Skinlonans so much?
I don't hate the Skinlonans. You hate them
so much. I just want to deal with them a couple of times a year and not for 3 hours straight
about
on
them
a Friday morning.
A couple times a year you complain about them. You're always
I'll do what I
about
want.
The Skinlonans.
America loves the Skinlonans.
No, they don't.
They're hosting a royal wedding show.
Yeah, for God's sake. For Pete's sakes. Anyway, all right, so the story in Ponder, the horrible story in which the three children shot and killed, and then the ex-wife's new boyfriend was shot and killed, and then the guy killed himself, the ex-husband. Well, they say that that guy had filed for divorce. He was the one that initiated their divorce back in August. He filed for against Amanda Lee Simpson, the mother of their three children. And then something set him off to where on Wednesday he goes there and confronts them and ends up killing everyone except his ex-wife. The kids, ages 4, 6, and 8. The boyfriend, Seth Richardson, 29 years of age. He was a guy from another state who had moved here, quit his job, and moved here to be with her. And within 2 hours, he was shot and killed after moving to this state.
Mm. Wow.
And it says here, according to the medical examiner, that the children died of multiple gunshot wounds. The boyfriend's cause of death listed as gunshot wound to the left side of his face. Justin Painter, the suspect, 39 years of age, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chin after shooting the others in the home. He had obtained a temporary restraining order against her during their divorce proceedings to prevent her from communicating or interacting with him. He had primary custody of the kids, and she had to pay support to him.
That doesn't make sense. It seems like it would be all the other way around. It seems like she would have filed for divorce, she would have gotten custody, and all of that would have made him angry. But it sounds like he got everything, so why was he so angry?
I guess the motive there would be angry that she started another relationship.
Maybe.
Now, she since posted several Facebook Live videos from her hospital bed. She says, "Think of the kids. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine." She also said that the judge who handled her divorce case did not listen to her when she said her ex-husband was mentally unstable and had tried to kill himself. The judge in the case, Judge Nancy Berger, says she remembers presiding over the case and said there was no hearing during the divorce proceedings, so there would not have been a time for the comments that Simpson had mentioned about her not believing that the guy was unstable.
Mm.
So she's like, I don't know where the mother is getting this idea that I didn't believe her accusations against her former husband because I never had a hearing.
You know what else is weird to me? He obviously went there, allegedly, to kill everybody, and multiple shots fired at his kids, but he let her live? He just shot her once in the shoulder? Why wouldn't he, if the goal was to finish everybody off, and if he's angriest at her, did he want her to live, or...
I don't know. She hasn't said that. She hasn't said, you know, he said, I'm just going to wound you and I want you to live that way. You're tormented for the rest of your life or anything like that. I haven't heard. I mean, she's done multiple videos, but she hasn't mentioned that yet.
I mean,
if that indeed happened.
He took care of everybody else, including himself, but he didn't take care of her.
Very strange.
Very, really weird.
Very sad story. In other news, SMU is standing by this survey in which they asked students,
why are black people so loud?
What?
They distributed a survey last fall that asked students to rate how much they wanted answers to questions such as that and other questions like,
"Do black people hate America?"
I didn't understand that. What was that?
"Do black people hate America?"
The survey was distributed by SMU's Cultural Intelligence Initiative, CII, and posted online, but they took down the link yesterday saying, "It's not because we think what we did was wrong, it's just that so much attention was called to it, people other than SMU students were responding to the survey." So their take on this, and this is one of those stories that at first we just can read the headline and we get hopping mad about it, right? And we know what our social justice rage is supposed to be directed to today. But they say this survey was intended to be an internal conversation about questions students wanted to ask about race or cultures or religions or ideologies, and that it was crowdsourced from the students, these questions. But we live in the culture now to where we need to not foster any sort of talk like this because it's offensive to even have questions about other races or cultures or anything that sounds like you may have a misunderstanding about someone. You don't have a chance to ask a question to be corrected on it.
Do you think you run the risk, though, of students doing bits?
Sure.
Like trying to be offensive with the questions?
Sure, you run that risk. There's no doubt that free speech and free will is messy.
Because I saw some of the questions last night, and I thought, okay, someone's doing a bit.
But I'm just real wary of this, that we've gotten to where free speech is something that we don't even really want anymore. You know, and you see this is a liberal-led thing. It used to be conservatives were way against free speech. Now it's liberals are way against free speech. And it makes me really nervous when speech is policed to such a degree culturally that people have to clamp down and not talk, and then everybody gets such a public face now. They have a public persona, and you just allow differences to breed in the dark, and people's resentment builds up in the dark. And they act one way publicly, different way privately, and that just keeps growing, and we keep feeding fuel to it. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. There's something to that.
I think that's when you start having very divisive elections, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
I don't know if that'll eventually happen. but the royal wedding. You know what's going to happen our time tomorrow morning. Late tonight, tomorrow morning. Meghan and Harry getting married. And you know her father is not going to walk her down the aisle. Did you see who the replacement for her father is? I think it's a genius move. I love this move.
Is it Prince Charles?
Prince Charles will walk her down the aisle.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's genius?
Because if it's her wheels-off dad, the American dad who's fat and always he lives in Mexico, you know, it's just so weird and getting paparazzi to pay him for photos. It just emphasizes that she is not like the other royals, and it has a sense of otherness to it. If you have Charles walking her down the aisle, that makes it seem like she's family.
Yes. The ultimate approval to have him walk her down the aisle.
Right.
Okay.
You going to watch any of the coverage of this? Or nope. I don't know. Okay. No. We'll move along now. It's okay to eat your Caesar salad now. You can eat it. Don't worry about the romaine lettuce.
We got it all figured out.
Yes. The tainted lettuce that sickened 172 people across 32 states and killed one person. Mm. Is no longer available for sale. So it's out of the pipeline now. So you can look forward to the next batch of tainted lettuce. The old batch, you don't have access to.
When you go to a salad bar, don't you kind of always feel like everything there is tainted? That somebody has come by and sneezed on it or spread fecal matter or something?
It depends on how it's presented. Some salad bars are better than others.
No, I am with Craig on this. I have never understood why everyone's just okay at any sort of buffet or salad bar. It's like, oh, well, this is completely fine. Let's see, they got the sneeze guard.
Taint
and then I watch everyone going through handling the exact same utensil with their filthy, filthy, grubby hands.
And then they lay that utensil down on top of the lettuce instead of sticking it in.
Right.
And it gets all of the fecal matter on the lettuce.
Ooh. Why are we just okay with buffets and salad bars?
Because we're lazy. And we want everything all the time right now.
Have you seen the Tim Hortons video? I tweeted this a few days ago.
The donut shop? The coffee shop?
Yeah, the coffee shop in Canada where a woman is arguing with the guy behind the counter. And you just see it on security footage, right? You don't hear the argument. And she's arguing. It's real animated. And then finally, she backs up a few steps, leans against like a little half wall that separates the register area from the dine-in area, pulls down her stretch pants, squats, and then drops Fat Boy and whatever else the Enola Gay was carrying. I don't remember the names of those two bombs. But yeah, she drops some evil right there on the floor. Then reaches down, picks it up with her hand, and flings it at the guy standing behind the counter. Picks up a log of her own evil. A log of her own making.
No one should ever do that.
No. Then she grabs a handful of napkins.
Golly, that is just...
We pays herself and then throws those at the guy.
I will say...
Uh-oh. Are you going to defend her?
No, you can't defend this behavior, but it's like she's got a pretty good right arm. I mean, it looked like that duty was traveling at about 80 miles an hour over that
counter.
Did they
put a gun on it?
I think she had 86 on the radar.
And John Daniels has reviewed the film.
And the people sitting there in the dining area, they're not really responding to this. There's this huge fight going on.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, they say that the argument was over her using the restroom. That the employee denied letting her use the restroom.
Okay, I'll just use it right here.
And she was like a problemed person who came in there frequently.
God, that's so disgusting.
I know.
Jeez.
She drops it just like a Holstein would out in the...
It is amazing.
A dairy farm.
God, it's awful.
It is amazing.
I didn't need to see that.
Well, now you've seen it. And the other big internet thing, other than that Tim Hortons woman, is the Yanny Laurel meme. You followed this?
No.
Okay, yes, so this has been going around.
How'd you miss this?
Yes.
This is the new dress. Remember the dress? Is it blue and black or is it gold and white?
Right.
Which I always saw blue and black on the dress. And I think you guys saw the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, so you tell me what word that they are saying in this. Okay,
Yanny.
Wait, I got it right here.
Yanny. Yanny.
You got my computer
Yanny.
Pulled up here, Cray Tray?
It's up.
I hear it.
Okay.
Yanny. Yanny.
Okay, what is that?
Yanny.
I hear Yanny.
Yanny.
That's what I was going to say. Yanny, but only Yanny. Because you said the name.
Yanny.
Okay, so that's what you hear.
Yanny.
All right, now Yanny. I'm going to do some surgery on this, and I want you to tell me what it is, okay?
Okay.
So it has to do with the frequencies at which people can hear. And most young people hear Yanny. This is
Yanny.
It.
Yanny. Laurel.
Is that
Yanny.
Laurel or Yanny?
Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah, Yanny. There Yanny. I hear Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
The first one I played Yanny. Was shifted towards the Yanny.
Yanny.
It had to do with the frequencies.
Yanny.
This is the same
Yanny.
Bit of audio.
Yanny.
That's the neutral one.
Yanny.
I hear Laurel very Yanny. Plain and clear.
Well, I don't.
Yanny.
But then you can hear it switch.
Yanny.
So if you focus and
Yanny.
Think Yanny, you can hear Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeah, I can hear both of them here,
Yanny.
But I guess I
Yanny.
Mainly hear Laurel.
I mainly
Yanny.
Hear Laurel here, too.
Laurel. Laurel.
Now you hear Laurel.
Okay,
Laurel.
Yeah.
Yanny.
Yanny. Back to Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeah, this is the same bit of audio, Yanny. Just with different frequencies.
Laurel. Laurel.
That's the neutral one.
Laurel. Laurel.
What do you hear there?
Yanny.
Laurel.
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 I can hear both. And it's so
Yanny.
Weird once you listen to it and
Yanny.
Then think it alternately,
Yanny.
And you can hear Laurel, Yanny, Laurel, Yanny,
well,
Laurel, Yanny.
What's the answer?
Yanny.
It's Laurel is
Yanny.
What the word
whole way
was for.
Through.
Yes. It was
Yanny.
Always Laurel.
Yanny.
It was some metropolitan
Yanny.
Singer actor that they hired
Yanny.
To come in and read 36,000 words for one of those online
Yanny.
Dictionaries.
Yanny.
pronunciation guides. But a young high school student looked it up because Laurel was on their test. And so she looked it up and she heard it and she goes, he's not saying Laurel. Mm-hmm. He's saying Yanny.
Right.
And so she tweeted it out, did an Instagram on it, and then it was picked up by a popular YouTuber, and it went completely viral because everyone in offices were arguing about it. Because some people heard it so clearly one way, other people heard it so clearly the other.
Crazy. And we wonder in life why we all don't have the exact same opinion about everything.
Right.
It's because we hear everything differently.
We hear and see things differently. Yeah. Differently.
What does Ribby hear?
You know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I can't really do a Ribby, but birthdays today. Bill Macy, the actor from Maude, is 96.
Damn.
Country singer Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys is 70.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because
one of them has a birthday every week.
There's only like four or five Oak Ridge Boys, but they have birthdays 26 weeks out of the year. Country singer George Strait is 66.
Greatness, King George.
Chow Yun Fat is 63. Martika, the singer, Toy Soldiers, is 49. Tina Fey is funny at 48. Always funny.
She's hilarious.
Jack Johnson, 43. Rapper Special Ed, 44. Jim Sundberg, 67.
Gold Gloves.
Reggie Jackson, 72. Brooks Robinson, 81.
Wow.
And Flozell Adams turns 43. How many Flozells have you known in your life?
Over 76.
All right, that's Muse 733 on the ticket coming up next Friday morning scattershoot.